The subject is, how much sex does a guy need? Dear Stephen Shirley, I have been dating this guy for a while, and he is wearing me out in the bedroom and physically. He wants to be around me every chance he gets, and then here comes the problem. We have sex 3 to 4 times a day for sometimes a week straight. I go to school and work 2 jobs while he works and is a part-time student. When I come home, I want to rest, not start a 2-hour sex session. Don't get me wrong, the sex is awesome, but I am 24 and my boyfriend is 25. I always wanted someone that could give me a real challenge in the bedroom, but I told him I need a break on the bedroom thing. He gets mad and thinks I'm having sex with another man, and when we're not going at it like beasts, so when I tell him that my purse needs to recover from all the rough sex, he says, I'm lying to cover up the cheating, and then we argue. So now I am ready to call it off. What do I do? Keep giving in to him with the nonstop sex, or just go the other way? Signed, need a break. Yes, ma'am, you do need a break. That's obvious. I mean, this is too much for any human, for anyone. He's just too much. You've been dating this guy, you say, for a while, but here's the issue. You said you always wanted someone that could give you a real challenge in the bedroom. Well, guess what? You know, the saying, be careful what you wish for. That's what you got. You got a challenge and beyond. I think the problem, though, is you. I mean, you go to school, you work 2 jobs. When do you have the time? Why don't you say no sometimes? You can say that, you know, you can absolutely say, no, this is my body and I need to take care of my body. Okay, so when you say that, then he gets upset. Well, then that's just on him. That all this stuff is just on him, but you control what happens to you. All right, tell this guy no and to back off and to calm down and everything will be all right. 2 hours, that's too much. You need rest. This is ridiculous. Steve.
Well,
I know you're a man.
It's going to take this to another level. It's going to get into something Shirley can't talk about. First of all, let's clear this out. Here's the key in this whole letter. Y'all ain't in love. Mm. Just do this. See, let's get this out of here. Y'all ain't in love. You ain't the one, and he ain't the one. You know how I know? Because at the end of this, all we really talking about is, what do I do? Do I keep giving in to him with the nonstop sex or just go the other way? See, that line right there, or just go the other way. That simply means, man, can I just let this go?
Yeah.
See, when you in love, that conversation about just letting it go, that's real hard to have. Ask anybody that's in love. All y'all doing is meeting the challenge. Because that's all you wanted. Sex 3 to 4 times a day for sometimes a week straight. I go to school and work 2 jobs while he works and is a part-time student. When I come home, I want to rest, not start a 2-hour sex session. Don't get me wrong. The sex is awesome. But I am 24 and my boyfriend is 25. Well, let's stop right here.
What that mean?
This means he's in that phase.
The rabbit face.
Yeah, he can go 3-4 times a day.
Yeah, I used to be that cold.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But it ain't the quantity.
Yeah.
It's the quality.
Thank you.
Hello.
See, let me tell you what. When you get grown, man, let me tell you what grown men do for you. Grown men do it for you one time, and you can go on in there and get yourself some rest.
Okay, but you were 24.
Yeah, I was there. I was him.
You were him?
Yeah, I was
him. But now, though.
Oh, but now? Oh, no. I got to go to work.
Yeah.
I got a job. I got responsibilities.
3 to 4 times a day?
Yeah. See, what he need to do, but, you know, 3-4 times a day, though, but that
even
ain't nothing.
25? Wow.
Yeah, but that ain't nothing, though. That ain't nothing.
That ain't nothing.
No, surely, that ain't nothing. Everybody went through that phase. Every dude in here went through that phase. That ain't nothing. Okay. But with the quality of life he producing, you can't sleep around that much and be about nothing.
Right.
That's why his little stupid ass is a part-time student. Mm-hmm. He need to enroll in a full-time college and cut some of this foolishness out. Because he got too much damn time.
Yes.
He a part-time student and he work part-time.
Yeah.
Hell, get a full-time job and go to school part-time and watch don't this cut back.
Right.
But I got news for you. It's going to cut back shortly in a minute anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Responsibility don't kick in.
Mm-hmm.
This really ain't no problem. But you wanted all this, though. See, you wanted somebody who could issue real challenge. I don't know what the hell you was doing before you met him where you needed to be challenged. See, what woman? I need a man to challenge me. Because what I do in here is different. I put it on you, whip it on you, beat it up.
Well,
now you in there now. Now you need Epsom salt.
Yeah.
See, you in here now because Big Boy in here. Y'all in here. See, y'all ain't making love. Y'all having sex.
Rough.
That's it.
And going at it like beast. See, after sometimes, you know, look, I understand sometimes it's going to get a little bit more extra than it normally is. But love making, though, is an art form.
Yeah.
It's got to be done with some delicacy and some feeling. Matter of fact, when you really master the art of love making, the slower you can go, then the better you make it, then that's when you bout something.
Why are you talking
See, all this
like
fast
that?
And hard, all this here right
the
here.
Koala
that's because you young. Yeah, y'all just in here just beating each other up. You got cuts and stuff. You need medical attention.
Wow.
You down here got our extra ice packs in the refrigerator and all this here because you just going to war.
Mm-hmm.
See, love making different. And you 24, 25, you don't know nothing about that. Yeah. See, that's why. See, in a minute, you're going to quit all this challenge. Mm-hmm. And you're going to want somebody to do you right.
You're going to need a grown man. Forward.
Yeah. See, once you get up in there, you get a man 35, 40, know how to take his time. You understand? Let me explain. Here's the challenge. If you meet a man that can take his time, go slow, be very gentle, and get the exact same results and probably better than all this beating and beast action right here, then you into something. First thing you need to do, you need to go fall in love with somebody because y'all ain't doing number screwing.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.